Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, my name is Darius Trutna, and for this community comment, I wanted to share my thanks and appreciation for people in our community that choose to play a part in creating solutions versus those who do nothing, or even worse, toxically lash out against ideas without fully understanding them. You see, what prompted my thinking on this subject was a little negative Facebook comment today I saw that reminded me of the difference between people who orient themselves towards solutions versus those who merely complain or find a problem for every solution. The negative comment is not surprising to see on Facebook. I think we all understand how the internet works. But this attention-seeking individual who was bashing the artwork on the Eureka utility bins was simply toxic. Now, I can't vouch for the quality of all the artist's work, and I didn't want to waste my energy even starting a conversation with this individual, because as we all know, you won't make much progress in life if you stop at every barking dog. But it did make me wonder if this individual had even noticed the graffiti vandal's previous artwork. I don't recall seeing any comments about those. Personally, I think the artwork is looking great, and I want more artists to be inspired to share their work, and this is a fantastic opportunity to do that. My company, in fact, co-sponsored one of the boxes near Henderson Center, and I'm beyond proud to have contributed in a small way so that a local artist could make a positive impact on the community. With the city's cooperation, she was part of a solution for solving graffiti on the boxes and beautifying the city. Now, this specific project was not being attacked, but the comment threw cold water on all those working towards making the city a better place. Now, open and honest communication is the foundation for strong relationships and good governance and robust communities, but thoughtless, toxic comments that beat down people who are attempting to be part of a solution are unproductive. Now, feedback is good, ideas should be vetted, but when you're just bashing without providing any ideas for how to make it better, get out of the way. It takes a lot of courage and hope in order to see a better road ahead, and when you can clearly see that better way forward, it does give motivation to action. But unfortunately for some people, so much negativity around those ideas can be a deterrent. They don't even want to go out and try to make it better or paint a utility bin or whatever idea it is to be helpful because they're scared of being attacked. Now, that being said, I'm grateful that there are more good people than bad and that the negativity that comes from the outside, for some folks, can be the fuel to prove others wrong. To those people, I wanted to send my thanks, and to everyone out there who is orienting themselves in such a way that they are part of the solution rather than the problem, I thank you. You are noticed and appreciated, and I'll gladly keep cheering you on. Thank you. This has been Darius Trutna for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.